Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you getting hyped?
I'm hyped.
Bam, bam, bam.
And the Eagles need to get hyped. The defense needs to get hyped again.
No, they just need to play better.
Well, that's true. I agree with that.
Need to play better.
I agree with that. Our welcome back to Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Ziller. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear Nick Sirianni on with the morning show today. His response about all of this as his team tries to bounce back from their second two-game losing streak of the season. Big one Monday night against the Los Angeles Chargers. By the way, Herbert had hand surgery yesterday, so we'll find out in the next couple days if he's going to give it a shot or not Monday night. But let's unpack this. Nick Sirianni yesterday, listen to this response, and let's see what we can glean from this, because he says he's not making any changes to the offensive hierarchy and who's calling plays and all that. But, you know, that doesn't always mean that's true. Let's hear Nick Sirianni yesterday and unpack this answer.
Obviously, we're evaluating everything, and now you don't have as much time as you have in a normal bye week, but you know, it's a mini bye. And so, you know, everything was being evaluated. You know, we'll think about some different things that we want to do. You know, as all over the place, you know, scheme, everything. But I don't think it benefits us for me to share in particular what that is. Just know this, we want to get this thing fixed, you know, more than anybody, right? We live it, breathe it. And involved in it every waking second of our lives. So that's what we're working on right now.
So Hugh, he says, you know, they're not making any changes. He said many times over and over, we're going to hear his conversation with the morning show in a few minutes where he's asked again about Kevin Petullo staying as the offensive play caller. But he also says there, if we made a significant change, I'm not going to tell you anyway. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that? Do you think there actually could have been a change and he's just not sharing?
Well, it leaves a lot to be wondered when you say stuff like that, because it's like, okay, well, why would you say it like that? See, this is where we are with this team. We are recklessly speculating about certain things that have happened, because now, like, players are guarded in the way that they answer questions. We were on with Tanner McKee last night. Shout out Tanner McKee, the quarterback of the Players Lounge, and Elliot asked him a question, and he looked at Elliot and he was like, what do you mean? Like, he was looking for clarity, because we are at the point now where we're trying to glean and figure out what's going on with this football team, because nobody's saying anything. There's a disconnect somewhere. And, you know, for a lot of people, they think it's Kevin Petullo. And by the way, those fools that egged his house, y'all picked the right ones.
Grow up, man. Come on.
So we all feel like we know what the problem is or who the problem is. And I can tell you, that's not the case. It's not just one thing. And we've been talking about this forever. The bottom line is you need to fix it. And right now, what I think Coach Sirianni is saying is that he's going to look at everything and see what he can tweak to help get the best results in this situation.
Yeah, like I want to take him on his word, and I imagine he's probably telling the truth. He hasn't changed. He's not going to change the play caller. But, you know, a couple of years ago, he was asked during the week they demoted Desai, you know, if you'd consider changing any coaching responsibility. He said no. He said no.
he said hell no.
Then they were. In fact, if my memory serves, of that week, they ran Desai out there to do his regular press conference as the DC.
And then they got him.
And then they had cut his legs out from under him, and Patricia was in charge of the call.
Is that what they
the
cut
defense.
Out from under?
It's cut something. Yeah, whatever they did. So I don't
know. Relax.
I mean,
Boss been here a few times.
I imagine Petullo's going to do his press conference. Curious. What is that? Tomorrow? Today? Whatever that is. Doesn't mean he's going to call the defense. I'll call the offense on Monday. Hugh, who's calling the offense Monday? If you had a guess
Kevin
right now,
Petullo.
Are you positive?
Yes.
I think he is too, but I'm not positive.
I'm not positive.
Sirianni's got a history here of, you know.
No, I hear you, and you might be right, but the reason why I say that is this, and allow me to recklessly speculate.
Oh, here we go.
I will allow you.
Because if Kevin Petullo ain't calling plays, he's telling on everybody. He's a snitch.
Ooh.
He's snitching. He
really?
Snitching.
You think so?
He's the one. Mm. He's the one that.
I think he has to go down gracefully.
Nah, he ain't going down. Like, look at that man's. Look at his press picture. Do he look like he going down gracefully?
Yes. I gotta tell you, I think when this season's over, especially if Petullo's out of here afterwards, I think we owe the guy a collective. I'm sorry.
Why?
We've really been hard on this dude.
I'm not hard on him. I am recklessly.
Add it up. The eggs in the house yesterday.
Okay, that's not on me.
No, I didn't say you. I mean a collective we. You got the eggs in the house. You came on the air after week three and said that Jalen took play calling from in the second half of the Rams game.
Okay, I did.
You
that.
Said he looks like a snitch.
He don't look like a snitch.
You did kind of say, yeah.
He's become punching bag for everyone.
I asked you a question. See, like, listen, accountability on this show. Does he look like a snitch? Does he look like if you take his lunch, he going to tell the teacher?
Mm-hmm. No.
I ain't asked you, Kyle.
Okay.
I'm asking Joe.
You want me to care? Joe, you want me to be honest? Is this a safe space? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I think if stuff hit the fan, he would sing like a canary.
He's telling. Yeah. Kevin Petullo telling.
Mm. I don't agree. I don't get that vibe from him.
I get it. He telling. So you don't want to take play calling from him if he doesn't feel like it's
his
problem.
We can't worry about him snitching. We got games to win.
About to write a book.
Well, hold on. Snitching might be useful at this point.
You're going to write a tell-all.
Yeah, well, obviously, we appreciate the snitching.
We're here trying to gather info. Let
Aren't you the insider of the year?
Snitching. I'm not saying. I'm not snitching. I mean, I recklessly speculate. It's a big difference.
I mean, you kind of snitch every day when you come on the airwaves. Insider nuggets. Being an insider is basically snitching.
It is.
I recklessly speculate.
But you recklessly ear hustle, too.
I do. And then you snitch. Well, I don't snitch. I say, I heard and did what y'all say. Well, I don't know who said what. So that's different.
Insider/reporter is a professional term for a snitch.
No.
I think
I'm an ear hustler. Like, I hear conversations, and I don't marry them to anybody. I just hear stuff.
All right, let's listen to conversations. Specifically, Sirianni, morning show. Here was that earlier today.
The 8-4 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, hi, Nick, an awful lot, obviously, to say the least, going on. And before we get to X's and O's and all that stuff, I'm just curious how you're holding up with it all, because there's a lot of chatter, there's a lot of stuff. How are you on the emotional edge with everything going on these days?
Yeah, when you don't listen to the chatter and when you don't pay attention to it and you make sure that you're trying to work for the next game, that doesn't affect you. So, we're getting up off the ground. You know, you got two options when you get knocked down like we got on Friday. You can lay down and let everyone try to feel bad for yourself, or you get the heck up and keep fighting. All we know to do is fight, and so we're up. We're excited about a new opportunity. Getting the players back in here today after they got some rest, and excited to get some of these things corrected and then move on to the next game.
Hey, Nick, the word execution is being said by a lot of coaches and players lately when speaking publicly, referencing the offense. You know, you hear we have to execute better. And I see that word execute as code for players have to play better, whether it's not jumping off sides or anything. When do you consider changing who gets to play if they don't play better?
Yeah, it's everybody has to execute better. Players, coaches, all of us. And we always put the guys in the game that we think they're going to be able to go out there and execute the best for each and individual play. And that's thought about with every play that you go over and everything that you do. And so sometimes that's through different personnel. Sometimes that's taking one guy out, putting another guy in for one of those plays. but we constantly think about that. I have a lot of faith in the players and the coaches in here, and we're working like crazy to get things going the right way. Hasn't happened yet. I mean, we've had elements of it, but you know, obviously the last game, and you know, whenever you lose two in a row, you know, it shows itself. And even when you win and you're not playing to your standard, but we're constantly thinking about everything and how we get better.
Coach, you said you're sticking with Kevin Pitullo as the play caller, and his performance on game day gives us as fans concern. What gives you the confidence that he's still the right guy for that job, and how do you respond to fans who vandalized Kevin's house early Saturday morning?
Yeah, you know, obviously, like I've said, in the greatest team sport there is, when things are going well, it's never just because one person. And when things are going bad, it's never just about one person. And so, obviously I spent a lot more time with Kevin than ever, you know, and the coaches and the players than I know that you guys get to outside of that. And you watch the body of work of your daily process, how you call the game. Like I said, if I thought it was just one thing, then, you know, sometimes when you think it's just one thing, you're able to do different things, but, you know, and make changes, but that's not the case. And that's not how I feel with that. No comment about the vandalism or anything like that. I don't want to get into that. But just know that we're working like crazy to get it going better. And had a little bit of time this week to, you know, reevaluate some of the things that we were doing and how we can get better off of that. And, you know, we've been in a little bit of we win four in a row, we lose two in a row. We then win four in a row, we lose two in a row. And so, ready to get back up and go from there.
You know, Nick, I just want to tell you, and I understand the no comment in that you don't want to sort of get into a war of words with fans, so to speak. I just want you to know from our standpoint, we have expressed today absolute disgust with the action of those individuals. We think it's disgraceful. And we just want you to know that we have...
There's
the back
no
of you, your coaching staff, your team, and all good citizens when something nonsensical like that happens. So I want to express that to you. And
I appreciate that.
Of course.
I appreciate that.
Nick, Jalen, obviously, there have been some reports that have come out on him. One is that he doesn't want to run as much this year. And I'm curious, when these things get said, and it can't be easy on him, some of the reports are negative in nature. Do you sit down with Jalen, and I know you do on all sorts of topics, but do you specifically address these types of reports with him and sometimes dissect where they may come from and how he can best handle it, both within the locker room and as a public figure that has to go out there once a week and play a game?
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I'll say is Jalen will do anything. I think Jalen has proven that he'll do anything he needs to do to win each and every game. And if that means running, he'll run. And if that means throwing it or handing it to Saquon 20 times, he'll do that. And if that means throwing it 50 times, he'll do that. And so that's what one thing I can say. You know, I don't want to downplay anything that anybody hears, like with reports, but like we are not focused on that. Like, so it's not like, hey, this report was out, let's Jalen and I have a conversation about it. Like, when you're totally focused on what you have to do and not focused on anything else, then those things don't affect you, and that's how we have to live. Because as you guys know, there's different reports of everything out there. Like this report is out there. This report's out there. Like. If we involved ourselves in all those things, like I wouldn't have time to do anything else. And so we're in a constant communication about everything, and that's why it's so important that you go through your process and you talk through everything and you talk through the game plan, you talk through what you can do better, what you can't, what you did really well. And so we're in constant communication about that stuff.
Coach, you told us in September that this team's identity is that of a physical running team. And we're 22nd in...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rush yards a game. We're 24th in yards per rush. And especially considering the windy conditions, you know, two of the last three games, it's getting cold. Why is this team so far from where was initially intended? You know, that physical running offensive team with five games to go.
Yeah, obviously we want to be able to run it and be able to have our play action and stuff like that off of that. And you know, right now our execution and our game plan and our way we're coaching it, everything needs to get better. Again, it's hard for me to say. Of course I have ideas of what, you know, some of the things that we have to do better. But obviously that's not something that, and I really respect the job that everybody has to do in the media, but it's also my job to keep things in-house, not give things to, you know, the opponent that we play in the upcoming weeks. And so we have thoughts there, but again, it does. And I know I sound like a broken record here, and it's like, oh man, he keeps saying this. Like, it isn't just ever one thing of what needs to get better, and it's the same thing when you're playing really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one thing there either.
All right.
And so, you know, that's we know we have to get that part of our game rolling, and that's not like, and I'm not sharing any real breaking information there. Like, teams that are well balanced are usually the teams that do, you know, that do well, that they can run and pass. Whenever you're a one-dimensional team, that's not good for any team there.
Not at all.
And so, you know, so we always want to be there, and one will help the other. We know that. So if we can get that going, then our pass game we'll get going better, and vice versa. And that's how we feel.
And then the discipline is an issue. You know, 91 penalties this season. That makes us the fifth most penalized team in the NFL. That's just behind the Giants, who have 92 penalties thrown against them. Why are we still so penalized?
Yeah, that's obviously something that we work on constantly, and understanding the rules. Playing within our fundamentals, you know, not having any penalties that you can control on your own. Some thoughts of how we need to get better on that. And again, like I've said with penalties before, sometimes it's something that, you know, is a fundamental issue, right? When you go out there and play, and sometimes it's, hey, that we weren't in position to succeed as players based off of what we did as coaches, and they're fighting against it, and they got a hard fundamental to be able to do. And some of these happen in the heat of the battle. The ones you're trying to eliminate are the pre-snap ones, right? The ones you're trying to eliminate are the post whistle ones. Cause that to me is something that you can focus on, and really take, you know, really can control more than anything else. And those are ones that, you know, we've had a couple of those and, that have hurt us throughout the season, and those are the ones that we have to clean those ones up. You know, we had three of those in the game the other day. We were able to overcome those, but it was still, you can't put it that way. You can't look at it and be like, oh, we overcame this, so it's no, because you don't know the one that you're not going to be able to overcome. So controlling the things that you can control, and some of those penalties do happen in the heat of the game, you know, for different reasons.
Nick Sirianni with us, as he is every Tuesday at this time. Nick, the thing that shocked me the most the last two games is the defense, frankly, because, you know, you go back 3 and 4 games ago, those two great victories, Detroit and Green Bay. A lot of us thought maybe the defense was back to being the best in football, certainly amongst the very best in football. And so I wonder, with the defense not playing as well, do you worry about the D becoming emotionally worn down from carrying such a heavy burden through now 3 months of this season? Has that affected their performance?
No, I don't. This team is intertwined, and this team doesn't. Neither side wants to let each other down because they spend so much time together, and they do, you know, genuinely like each other, which is a huge thing on a team. I think it's just a matter of, we all have to be more consistent. Coaches, players, offense, defense, special teams, like, all of us need to be more consistent, right? And we know how much room for growth that we have. With everything, when we know we have the right guys in this building, and we're sitting here at 8-4, but obviously coming off of 2 losses in a row. But we know how much we have the ability to play better, coach better, and, you know, we're excited about that. So I think I'll be back with the players here today. But I've talked to a lot of guys, and everyone's excited to get back to work and get going. I don't think, we don't have to act how anybody else acts except for in this building, right? We don't have to, feel down because, someone else feels down, or, worry about something because someone else is worrying about. We have to go to work and lock in and focus on the things we need to do. And that's being tough, detailed, and together, and look forward to doing that today.
And, Coach, what's the number one thing you need to do to rehabilitate the culture of the team, coming off of those back-to-back losses that you mentioned there?
Yeah, that's a good question, John. It's not like when you're going through hard times, you double down on tough, detailed, together. When you're going through good times, you double down on tough, detailed, together. If I was not consistent in my message with that and with the culture, then I wouldn't be doing my job, because culture is about, setting a vision. Culture is about, consistently, being able to show what that vision looks like. And culture is about being relentless and living it yourself, being relentless with everything and living it yourself. And so, through the ups, through the downs, because we all want consistency, right? We all want consistency on the field, but most importantly, I think players want consistency from me. I want consistency from them, and we'll double down on the things that, win, lose, draw. We're going to double down on tough, detailed, together, and be relentless with it as we go.
Hey, Nick, good luck versus San Diego versus the Chargers on.
I say that still
all the time.
Not to.
And Ruben, who's the Angels? The California, the Anaheim, the Los Angeles Angels.
I coach for the Chargers for 5 years, and 4 of them I was with San Diego, so I have a little bit more excuse.
California Angels and the I think it's the Cleveland Indians still, right, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, Nick, stay well. Good luck versus the Chargers on Monday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Coach. Great luck.
There he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
There he goes, the head coach of the Eagles, formerly coach with the San Diego Chargers, not the Los Angeles
Chargers.
Is that
funny?
No, I just thought about something, man. And
before you tell that thought, today's show is sponsored by NJM Insurance. Hugh, what are you thinking about?
I just laugh because, what the kids did to Kevin Petullo house, that was crazy. But
that's not funny.
but for Joe to go out of his way and say, hey, we stand with you. What do you like? Okay, let's be honest.
A little dramatic, you think?
Let's be honest. They egg Joe the camera house. What are you gonna do?
Joe's
about to do nothing.
Joe's not gonna do anything. Yeah.
Do you think the Eagles would stand with Joe the camera?
I stand with you.
So if the camera's house gets egged, do we have to come on the air the next day and say we stand with the camera?
I'm being messy. Okay. I stand with you, Kevin Petullo, because they egged your house.
Sirianni opens his press conference. I stand with Joe the camera.
Take my hand.
I just thought it was corny a little bit.
It was a lot.
Hey, Kyle. Yo. I stand with your mustache, and you keeping it.
Whoa.
Nah, we're getting messy. All right, well, some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention. NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. As
Joe,
yes.
I stand with you in your insurance, Reed.
Thank you, Hugh Douglas. We are a team together, just like the Eagles and WIP. 215-592.
No one needs a break.
I know.
Hey, I stand with you guys. I just want to let you know I stand with you.
So this is twice now that we've really needed a break. Once after I screamed myself into a sweat at 10:30.
Yeah, to be clear, for people who don't know, we were about 10 minutes late for break.
Yeah,
I stand with us being
it was most it was mostly my fault. I took us 4 minutes past the break by myself. I handed it to you and then you took us four more minutes. So
I didn't know.
Yeah. But you were cooking.
Normally you'd do the break sign.
I know, you know what? I was sweating too much. I just let you go. I needed the break more than anyone else. I'm sure the audience did too. All right, 215-592-9494.
Eventually I was like, all right, guys.
Yeah, that's enough. All right. I'm curious. I admit it. I'm curious what the offense would look like if Tanner McKee was the quarterback. Have you had the same thought? I have. Kyle has. I think Hugh has.
Deep down, he was curious.
Yeah, he was deep down. Douglas is curious. We know it. Ross Tucker joins us next. And back to all your phone calls, including CombiCon on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The NBA season is here, and I stand with Fanatic Sportsbook and is already running plays straight out of the championship playbook. Here's the deal, people. You guys have heard me talk about fan cash. Remember, every time you bet with Fanatic Sportsbook, you're earning up to 10% fan cash, win or lose. So that if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash. Fan cash unlocks real value. You can flip it on authentic NBA gear, game tickets, and access exclusive Fanatic events with NBA legends. But that's not their only play, folks, because as the listeners know, where other sportsbook let injuries box you out, Fanatic's Fair Play protects all bets and first half injury across pro football and pro basketball. So if a player goes out with injury, boom, Fanatic Sportsbook keeps you in the play. Make the switch and get more with ways to win. Fanatic Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.